Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
I was eagerly waiting to read this book. And to some extent, this book disappointed me. I thought there would be more about books and reading and the experiences of Mr. Bond with his books. But it somehow was not that. Love Among the Bookshelves is a well thought of the book, and it does talk about Mr. Bond's adventures and reading. But somehow, for me, it fell short at most places. I love books about books and reading. This one just did not do it for me.
Speaker B. So, every once in a while, a novel is written that breaks the traditional mold of the novel and astounds readers. I felt that way when I first read House of Leaves by Mark Danilevsky. The entire book is written in the form of a music score. Yes, that is the difference, and very well done at that. I love the way this book is written. As it is inventive in nature, it does take a lot of time to sink into it. Having said that, once you start it, you will not be able to put it down. Speaker C.
Japanese fiction needs to be read slowly. It deserves that. You cannot rush through it, even if it is a crime, potboiler, or a love story. It needs patience, like a well-brewed cup of tea. The beauty of Japanese fiction sometimes is only best understood when you read more and more of it, and do not generalize it to be flooded by dark plots. Japanese literature for me, in most ways, is the mirror to my soul. Every book read and every author speaks to me in different ways and on different levels.
Speaker D. We all have our literary heroes, sometimes in the form of characters which we have loved reading about and idolizing while reading, or sometimes in the form of writers themselves who bring stories and characters to life. For me, there are so many writers who have changed my life and the way I see things and the world around me, and then there are those who stay on irrespective of time. Speaker E.
We always have liked to believe that Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll is a book for children, and while it is, one cannot ignore the fact that this is a book for adults as well. I have just finished reading it, and to be very honest, when I first read it as a child, I found it very boring. I mean, at that age, I didn't want to read of a 7-year-old girl tumbling down a hole into nothingness. And here I was, rereading it almost after 18 years, and loved it this time.
Speaker F. Reading is one of the fantastic forms of joy. It can provide pleasure in so many ways that one cannot even imagine at times. With reading, memories are created. Reading is as a personal and solitary hobby that it can be. It breeds in solitude. It requires that space allows flights of fancy. Reading does that to you. It creates memories, hundreds of them, of favorite books, of loved writers, of books reread all the time, of spaces and places. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I was eagerly waiting to read this book. And to some extent, this book disappointed me. I thought there would be more about books and reading and the experiences of Mr. Bond with his books. But it somehow was not that. Love Among the Bookshelves is a well thought of the book, and it does talk about Mr. Bond's adventures and reading. But somehow, for me, it fell short at most places. I love books about books and reading. This one just did not do it for me.
Speaker B. So, every once in a while, a novel is written that breaks the traditional mold of the novel and astounds readers. I felt that way when I first read House of Leaves by Mark Danilevsky. The entire book is written in the form of a music score. Yes, that is the difference, and very well done at that. I love the way this book is written. As it is inventive in nature, it does take a lot of time to sink into it. Having said that, once you start it, you will not be able to put it down. Speaker C.
Japanese fiction needs to be read slowly. It deserves that. You cannot rush through it, even if it is a crime, potboiler, or a love story. It needs patience, like a well-brewed cup of tea. The beauty of Japanese fiction sometimes is only best understood when you read more and more of it, and do not generalize it to be flooded by dark plots. Japanese literature for me, in most ways, is the mirror to my soul. Every book read and every author speaks to me in different ways and on different levels.
Speaker D. We all have our literary heroes, sometimes in the form of characters which we have loved reading about and idolizing while reading, or sometimes in the form of writers themselves who bring stories and characters to life. For me, there are so many writers who have changed my life and the way I see things and the world around me, and then there are those who stay on irrespective of time. Speaker E.
We always have liked to believe that Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll is a book for children, and while it is, one cannot ignore the fact that this is a book for adults as well. I have just finished reading it, and to be very honest, when I first read it as a child, I found it very boring. I mean, at that age, I didn't want to read of a 7-year-old girl tumbling down a hole into nothingness, and here I was, rereading it almost after 18 years, and loved it this time.
Speaker F. Reading is one of the fantastic forms of joy. It can provide pleasure in so many ways that one cannot even imagine at times. With reading, memories are created. Reading is as a personal and solitary hobby that it can be. It breeds in solitude. It requires that space allows flights of fancy. Reading does that to you. It creates memories, hundreds of them, of favorite books, of loved writers, of books reread all the time, of spaces and places. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.